A leader of the international Baha'i community is on death row in Yemen. The man, Hamad bin Yahdara, has family in Australia. He's being held by the rebel-controlled Houthi government in northern Yemen. The Houthis have accused him of espionage and of attempting to convert Muslims. The spokeswoman for the Australian Baha'i community, Dr. Natalie Mobini, has been explaining this to Andrew West.
He was arrested back in December 2013 and has been imprisoned in Sana'a in Yemen ever since. In January 2018, there was a verdict issued against him. He was sentenced to public execution. Since then, there's been an appeal process underway, and we are expecting that the result of that appeal is about to be announced.
And Mr. Hadara, I believe he has an Australian connection.
Yes, that's right. He does have members of his extended family living in Australia.
And have they been following the case? Have you been in contact with his extended family?
Well, yes. Obviously, they've been very concerned. And it's been going on for more than 5 years now since he was originally arrested. And everybody is very anxious and hoping very much, of course, that the death sentence will be repealed.
What is the basis for this extraordinary sentence of death? Because I believe it has nothing to do with any crime of violence or anything that might even be remotely justifying of a death sentence.
Well, that's right. I mean, the primary accusation against him is apostasy. Now, he was born in a Baha'i family, has always been a Baha'i, but the Baha'i faith is being regarded to be of satanic origin and apostasy, which is encouraging Muslims to leave their faith.
Aren't there some allegations, though, that he is allegedly connected with espionage when it comes to spying for Israel? Isn't this part of the allegation?
Well, yes. Look, Andrew, the Baha'i World Centre and, in fact, some of the Baha'i holy places are located in Israel, and that's a connection that's very well known. They have been there long before the establishment of the modern state of Israel, but the allegation is being made that because Mr. Hadara was in communication with those institutions, that somehow he has been spying for Israel.
So what, simply sending letters to an address in Israel, even if it has nothing to do with the Israeli government, is considered an offence?
That seems to be the basis of it, yes.
Right. What are the conditions in which he is being held?
Well, you can imagine, Andrew, Yemen itself is regarded as the world's worst humanitarian crisis. And the conditions across the country are appalling. So the conditions in prison, you can imagine, are even more so. He has been subjected, we know, to severe mistreatment during his time in prison, including electrocution and having been forced to sign documents while blindfolded. He's been suffering ongoing health issues as a result of that mistreatment, and it hasn't been possible to gain medical attention to those.
The situation in Yemen, as you've said, is very fraught. There's a civil war. He's being held and tried by the Houthi faction in Yemen. I mean, does this government, for lack of a better phrase, that is holding him and threatening to execute him, have any international standing?
No, the Houthis are the de facto group in charge of Sana'a and parts of northern Yemen, but they are not recognised widely by the international community to be the governing authority. The recognised government of Yemen has in fact itself called the Houthis to account for their treatment of the Baha'is, but so far that call has gone unheeded.
That's Dr. Natalie Mobini finishing that interview with Andrew West. And you can hear more of that conversation with Andrew on the Religion and Ethics Report here on RN at 5:30 this afternoon.